This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big Phil's game tonight. Big series against the Atlanta Braves. Phil is 8.5 games up on the Braves.
We got leading off tonight.
We do. We have leading off tonight. That's exciting. But even more exciting is this this top five that Jack has been hinting at. It makes me a little nervous.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So again, part of being a radio host is being annoyed by a lot of things. It's kind of, I think, in the job description. And what I have for you are five things that guys do that annoy me. Starting at number five is when there's a Phillies game on and they're wearing Phil's gear out around town. Like, I don't think you can wear the gear while the game's going on and just not be at least streaming on your phone while walking. It's not for everyone.
Wait a minute.
But it bothers me.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
Yeah. Yeah, because I want to make sure I heard this correct too.
So what I thought you were going with is like when people put on Phil's gear to go to the bar and watch the game, but
that's not what I'm saying.
What you were saying is if you're wearing Phil's gear and there's a game going on and you're not watching it, there's something wrong with
that. That annoys me.
No,
are
bro.
You nuts?
That annoys me. I'll be at the park streaming it on my phone, watching it, and then
dude,
I see people
like
watching
600 hours of baseball during
dude,
the year. You can miss
seriously,
part of it.
Seriously, you don't have to watch every pitch like we do.
Then yeah. Don't wear the gear.
What are you talking about, man? You can't represent the team. You can't just support the team by wearing a hat or a jersey or something.
Yes, yeah, like sometimes I'll throw on a Phil's hat.
Especially
I'll go
on
out
game
with my
day.
Wife.
Yeah, on game day, you just throw like a Phillies hat on.
Yeah.
Not while the game's going on. Like,
oh,
I just think
God.
If you're wearing the gear, you're clearly thinking about the team all the time. And
no.
Well, in my head, you are. And when the game's going on, you should just go watch the game. At least have an earbud in, be watching it, something.
Now, the jersey is a little much.
Sure.
But the hat, a jersey, or something
like
that.
Hat's a little different.
Yeah.
Shirt's where I draw the line.
I'll wear the hats all the time.
Yeah, no, but you're hard. Like, you're a difficult one because you wear different colored hats and they're part of your thing.
By the way, you guys would have been proud of me.
What?
Wore my Phillies hat to Cincinnati.
Oh, did they kick you out of the game?
I didn't go to the game.
No, I know. You would never go to Great American Ballpark.
I was down there. Yes,
nice.
I was. It's a nice place to hang out.
The fourth thing that guys do that annoy me is they participate in way too much PDA. And if you don't know what PDA is, it's public display of affection.
Wait a minute.
Everybody who's listening knows what PDA is.
I didn't know
is.
If you guys did.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know. Sue me. I'm trying to make sure that I'm all accurate
all right.
on it.
So,
I'm fine with holding hands. I'm fine with that. Hugging, okay.
Who holds hands?
I don't know. I'm not a hand holdsman.
We hold hands. I'm a hand holder.
Yeah, I'm not. Nah.
If I held Renee's hand, she might think something wrong with me, man.
This is your last. You got to deliver bad news.
Nah, I'm an annoying like.
You're a hand holder.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Again, hand-holding's fine. It's the full-on makeouts in public.
Hold on. Why are you mad at the...
Because it's annoying.
In this case,
who do you think you are, first of all?
It's not just guys,
I was
though.
At the... Yeah, but it's the guy that he's participating in it. I mean...
He's allowing it to happen.
Yeah, like, I was at a stoplight the other day. I look over. Full-on makeout at the stoplight. Like, come on.
At the stoplight?
Yeah, like, let's relax. Take it down a notch.
Maybe they'll stop making out in the car when you stop texting.
Well, I was at the stoplight.
Yeah.
It's fine to do it at a stoplight.
It's not, actually. It's
disagree.
Against the law.
Especially you're the first in line.
It is against
but
the law.
But you ever see people on the beach, you know, just sitting there in a crowded beach? It's annoying.
Yeah, beach is a much. That's a little much.
Like, just take it down a notch.
So, all right. So, hand-holding you think is fine. What about a little kiss, like a peck? Like
a peck's all right. I'm talking about the full-on makeout.
Like
in public. Yeah, like
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you know what making out is.
Yeah, like chill out.
Well, it's the ones where you say, get a room, man.
That's what I want to say all the time.
Well, holding hands is fine.
Holding hands
meaning
fine.
Seeing it. I'm not necessarily a hand holder.
Yeah, I'm a hand holder.
Yeah, I'm not a hand holder, but I'm not getting worked up if I see it. I get worked up with the full-on makeout.
Right. I'm with you on that.
The third thing guys do that annoy me is drink wine. Like,
although we're passing out blue chews, stuff is going to happen, man.
Well, that shouldn't
That's
be happening
I'm
in public.
People are gonna be excited.
Either. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Fritz.
The third thing annoys me, the third thing that guys do that annoys me is drink wine. It's just not a guy drink. It's just, you know, if you're at a baseball game, you're at a sporting event, they don't serve wine. You know, if you're on the golf course, they don't serve wine on the course. It's okay. Just, it's for the hoity-toity. It's for the pinky-out snobs. Like,
wait a minute.
It's quite an... Wine drinkers, I have found, as a guy, annoying.
So, I find wine people to be annoying. But are you saying that if somebody is out to dinner, nice dinner, steakhouse...
Right.
And gets a bottle of red to split with their date, whatever.
Yep.
You're saying that drinking a glass of red wine at dinner, you don't like that.
Smidge annoying. Now,
no,
out,
that's appropriate.
Out, I feel like, is okay. I'm not in the house, walking around with the glass, with the pinky
swishing
up.
It.
Yeah, like sniffing it a little
sniffing
bit.
It, putting their nose in it.
Out.
Come on, it all tastes the same. That's the big secret with wine. It all tastes the same. It does. All the red ones taste the same. Yeah. All the white ones taste the same.
I've never been a wine drinker, so I'm not.
I can't even smell it.
Yeah, I'm not even a wine guy.
My brother became a wine guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's very hoity-toity.
He is a hoity-toity guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Takes too long with wine.
What? To drink
it? If I'm trying to get somewhere, trying to get to a certain point, wine ain't going to get me there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fair. Yep. Fair. The second thing guys do that annoys me is, and this is maybe because I've become a dad, but flying down the back streets with the music blaring.
Oh, can't take it.
Can't take it.
Stop driving so fast on neighborhood roads.
Like, we don't need to fly.
Yeah.
We're not in no rush.
Yeah.
Do you yell yet?
Haven't yelled yet, but like, you know, kids trying to go to sleep, all of a sudden I got the bass bumping. Flying down the road. God forbid they're out there.
Yeah. You notice that stuff when you have kids.
Oh, this is totally changing. Before I didn't care.
No, you're right. You do. You notice that stuff. And you're right. The music blasting, going through a residential area.
Again, take it easy.
For me, it's more the driving fast than the music.
Right.
When people drive fast in my neighborhood, and, you know, my new neighbors are going to learn.
Yeah.
Because my old neighbors, they saw me do it. You know, if you drive too fast, I'll be like, hey, slow down. One of those. Or I do this. I go.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, I just put
doing?
My arms out like this.
Yeah.
I do the same thing if there's a crosswalk and I'm waiting at it and a car's coming and they don't slow down and stop.
You're like, what? You want to run me over? Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, well, one day they will.
Yeah, they will. Oh, yeah, they will.
I kind of agree with that.
I think that's good.
Yeah, you can't be speeding.
Good call.
Really
No.
But the number one thing that guys do that annoys me is when they go no hands at the urinal. And they really think that they are just the biggest guy in America.
The biggest guy.
Yeah, like we get it, dude. Just like everyone else. Just go to the bathroom. When I walk in there and I see someone like with the hands behind the head or
behind
up on the
head.
Yeah, they might as well be. Put the hands up on the wall. Like just go to the bathroom like a normal guy. You don't need to make a scene. They're making it about them when they go no hands to the urinal. It drives me up a wall.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right, I'm trying to say this without getting us all in trouble here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, what's coming here?
Well, it's more of a question.
Okay.
Because something doesn't make sense to me from a physical standpoint.
Okay.
So, I would imagine if you're able to stand there at a urinal with no hands.
I know what you're going to say. It's not that impressive.
Exactly.
Yes.
I would imagine it has to be sticking out like a door stopper. Yeah,
yeah.
Straight.
Yep.
To be able to do that. Now,
you're saying like.
It might not actually be what we're talking about.
Yes. So, I've never stood at a urinal.
Yeah. Because you can't.
You've never gone no hands?
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher. Y'all stupid, man. Y'all stupid. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, Josh.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Why would you have that on the list, man?
Well, because it happened last week, and I saw it, and I was like, you know, this would be a good top five.
Was it at Chickie's or was it?
Oh, well, I brought it up at the Farley Plaza on
that's right, Farley Plaza. That's where it was. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, there he is. Yeah.
There he is. Look at him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hand behind his head.
Yeah. 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 Doesn't even need his hands. Wow. The biggest man in America.
They could all, be the opposite.
I know.
Opposite.
I know. But they got a cockiness to them.
Is that what they have? Yeah, relax. Me.
They've got a bravado about them that bothers me. Forgot the subject matter.
Here's my question, knowing you like I know you.
Oh,
you
man.
Must be a check my text at the urinal guy.
Well, I have the Apple Watch, so if I get something, I'll look at
the
phone.
So you don't have the phone up while you're...
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Because I thought you would have been a no-hands guy because you don't wash your hands or whatever.
No, the hands are very washed now. I've been informed.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window, who I'm sure are thrilled right now. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're in WIP.
Yeah.
What's up, Yoshi?
Hi, Big I, Yucky, baby. I came in on the right time.
You did.
I know what you're talking about. You know what them dudes with them no hands, they got them pea shooters. some people got to pull it out the bag.
Okay, see?
Oh, man. Hey, Jack, you a peeker at the stall? You look like that dude.
Yeah, he a peeper at the stall, man. That's what we figured out, Fritz.
No, this is when I'm looking, when I walk in. I see a guy going no hands. This is not next to him.
Some little pea shooters, more pow, pow.
Pew, pew.
Oh, man. Yes.
Man, I was like, all right, boy, he got a guy's words on this. Boy, got a guy's words. Got guys where everybody don't use a leash. Everybody don't use a leash.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I got to get like Herb on this. No, I'm talking about Ike Ray. Oh, man, let me stop it. Let me stop it. Hey, real quick on the Jalen. I love it. Is more fuel on the fire? Another reason, hey, Spot, you love them little Jalen topics, boy. Was there anything to get your agenda across?
No.
You sneaky.
Wish everyone could see our show meeting. This is not my Jalen agenda.
Every day he comes in. This and says it.
When you saw that list, you start rubbing them hands together, salivating. I can't wait to use this one. Hey, Jack, I got a topic for today. Mr. Sinister over there. You love it. Hey, man, it's more fuel on the fire. Keep on hating on him. Just like at the Super Bowl, everything that everybody was saying, that love-hate commercial came on. Playing that good old what's name, Teddy P in the background, Ike, letting them know. Hey, boy, he knew all year what was going on. Every topic touched on what the people were saying. Right, Spike? Keep on hating, baby. We love it. You know what? I got a top five real quick before I get out of here. Top five things guys say to the guy with muscles. When the guy tells me they were built like me when they were my age but end up younger than me. Love it. When the guy tells me, wait till you get my age, then also he turns out to be younger than me. Love it. That guy that says, what you think you built, no, you do. That's why you're asking me. Ask me what I so they can tell me they bench 50 pounds more. Hater. Tell me how much I train or should train, and they look like they pass every gym since birth. Those are the top five things that annoy me, the guys say to the guy with the muscles.
Yeah, I mean, you're not speaking to a super large audience right now. I guess you're talking to the people who are talking to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if they listening, they know who they is.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And they do, because they do. They listen to the radio, because they say stuff, too. You think you're a little radio celebrity? No, you do. You're the one who's listening to me and coming in. Do I think I'm a little radio celebrity?
I sent Jack a little social video of yours the other day, just admiring your own muscles the entire video. It was like...
You got to love yourself.
Absolutely.
I love me.
You do. Nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I'm not obnoxious with it. I'm not walking around with name, treating people bad. But I love me some me.
That's the truth.
I look in the mirror every day and I flex and I say, God is good. I'm glad he didn't make me that guy or that guy or that guy. Thank you for putting my mama and my daddy together. Thank you, God, for making
me. He is going off.
Yeah. Something else.
Yes. I love me some me, but in a good way.
All right.
Because I try to build everybody else up, too. I'm still trying to get you on that workout session. All right, Reese. I got you.
I'm getting there, man. I got to start doing something this summer. I'm gonna come back for the season ready to go.
Holler at me, boy. Holler at me. I can get AY coach people all day, every day.
You work hard, though. I don't.
Yeah, he does work.
Yeah, I don't really want to work that hard.
Yeah, those.
No. See, that's what people think. They think because I work out or I train a certain way, and that's what I tell them. I know you don't want to be like me. I know you're not trying to look like me. I ask people, what do you want to look like? Sometimes I ask people, what say, name me somebody that you look at and you say, I wish I was that person. And I will help you get there. This is what I do, Ike.
All right.
Holler at me.
I'm going to show you my 22-year-old son. I wish I looked like him.
Hey, boy, what's name? Hey, when I start flooding you with them DMs, now don't get mad at me because I do this little thing. You can ring the bell. You ring the bell, I'm going to talk trash to you every day.
Okay.
Every daggone day. And you say at my concert, so we won't leave that alone. That Up in Smokes concert, that was real good.
That was real nice.
That's when I was doing libations and stuff, and I was there, and I was close enough with. I was throwing stuff to Snoop Dogg on the stage. What's name? I wanted him to look at me and say, "That's some good stuff, boy." What's name? Those are some good times. Those are some good times. I love y'all, cats, man. Happy Tuesday.
All right,
Yoshi.
I love me some me. Big Aaron. You're on WIP.
From Yosh to Big A.
Yeah. What's up, Big A?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man. Ike, man, I'm not 80, and I don't sound 80, man.
Well, you sound. You might sound 80, though.
When did I say you were 80?
Like I'm 80.
You always say a Spike.
I think we all did.
Spike. Know why I sound like this? Because I've been beat down by Philadelphia Sports for almost 59 years.
Oh, it hasn't been that bad. Yeah.
Won two Super Bowls in the last 8 years.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better. Now we need the Phillies to do something.
See, Big A sounds like he's like, you do. You sound like a much older man than you actually are.
Hey, man, when you see me in person, you'll see it.
I talk
differently when you talk to me.
Yeah.
On the phone, man, I got on all kinds of stuff. I'm a trash man.
Okay.
Right? I got stuff all up in my ears and all that. But I don't care about eliteness. Because I could throw some people that have been elite throughout all these 50-something years I've been looking at football and all kinds of sports.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean nothing to me. I like Al Davis. Win, baby, win. I want to win. I don't care what he looks like next year. If they get you the Super Bowl and win it, I'm happier than I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, don't.
But I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. And I got to throw you. He outdueled Mahomes in that first Super Bowl, right? But I don't like when you bring up that fumble because you act like he lost the game. He did not lose that game. He didn't. They ran back punt returns for touchdowns. They throw in the same play on the opposite side of the field. For touchdowns, the defense sucked. What else you want to demand?
So Big A, just quick question: if he plays bad and they win, you give him credit because he just wins. But if he plays good and they lose, you also give him credit.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Now we just wanted to make sure.
Fair enough. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was reading this accurately. Okay, no, nothing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? If he played bad and they win, I'm still happy.
All right.
See, I don't worry about if you play bad. See, I got out of that. Long as you win.
But the first Super Bowl against Mahomes, the first Super Bowl against Mahomes, he lost.
I know.
Yeah.
He lost. I know they lost.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because of him.
Okay. All right.
They lost that.
Okay.
Super Bowl. No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you the best four. The best one I went to.
The best four concerts?
No, the concert.
Okay.
All right.
The Raising Hell Tour. Y'all know nothing.
Run DMC?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a good pull, Spike.
The BC Boys.
See?
And all that.
See, who do you think you're talking to here?
That's right. A good pull raising hell tour. I actually remember that.
Did you go?
No. I couldn't.
I don't think I was
couldn't
old
start
enough.
Going to concerts until I could actually pay for them.
Yeah, I mean, Raising Hell Tour is probably what, like 87?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah,
I was. Like, no way I was going. Raising Hell Tour and the Fresh Fest. Remember the Fresh Fest? Fresh Fest 1 and 2?
No, I don't remember Fresh Fest.
Remember Fresh Fest?
No.
That was, yeah. That was some Midwest stuff.
No, man, that was all the 80s. That was all the, the East Coast rappers, man. Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, all those guys.
Oh, yeah, I went through that.
Yeah, that was all those guys.
The Fresh Fest?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah. See, I didn't go to it. I just remember I couldn't go.
Oh, yeah, I went to that.
Yeah. Well, you're a man in your 80s, so you were old enough to go to those shows.
I just pulled it up. Yeah. Fresh Fest 84, Fresh Fest 85.
Oh, there you go. 84, 85.
Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Houdini, the Fat Boys.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Boys had a good run.
Remember the Fat Boys? Yeah.
Crush Groove.
Yeah.
What was the other movie? Disorderlies? That was Fat Boys, too,
good.
Right?
Yeah. Spike got them all.
All right, Big A.
All right, Big A.
All right, brothers.
There he is.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. Big A sounds like he's 100 years old. He does. It's not an insult.
He sounds like he's in his 60s.
Late 60s.
Yeah, but
early
70s. I think he's in his late 50s.
Yeah. He sounds like he's in his mid 70s. Late 70s.
Well, Aaron is.
Aaron's my age.
30s. Yeah.
No, Aaron's older than you.
A little older than you.
He's 34, 35.
Yeah. Because I've heard from Aaron for a decade.
Then I got a caution against saying how old somebody should be.
Did you screw something up?
No, because I got a 33-year-old at home. He'll be 34.
Oh, right.
He'll be 34 in December.
And
so,
you're only 51.
Yes. So I always have to remember that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Great seeing my granddaughters, too, this weekend.
How old?
7 and 9.
Wow, that's wild.
I'll bring out the pictures during the break.
Oh, yeah? Do they call you Papa?
Yep.
They do?
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
Do, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. My kids are secondary.
Yeah. Great feeling because you don't have to take care of them.
Exactly. Yes.
You come in, be a hero.
Spoil them. Send them back to their parents.
Get out.
Yep.
Get out. All right. 215-592-9494. You know, you are a dad. There's a famous dad that is now once again allowed to go see his son play basketball. So we'll talk about that next. And we'll get you ready for Phil's Braves. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. Hold me down.
I mean, we had been off 3 days. It was like we haven't been doing that for a year. Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get you ready for Phil's tonight coming up with leading off. Phil's first pitch, 6:45. You can listen here on WIP or the free Odyssey app. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is just outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? 53.9% say yes. Big news in the Pacers-Knicks series. So game four of that series is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers leading 2-1 as I pray that the Pacers... Looks like... I'm sorry. Lost my train of thought there. Pacers up 2-1. Allowed back in the game tonight is John Halliburton, who was not allowed in the games after his conflict with Giannis in that Pacers-Bucks series. So I'm hoping that that is a positive. John Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton's dad, who got in a big argument with Giannis after the game in that series.
Pops, relax.
Yes.
Yeah, relax.
Stay in the crowd.
Yes, stay in the crowd. Yep. Celebrate. Talk your trash from your seats.
Yes.
Whatever. Don't need you on the court. Don't need you. Definitely don't need you getting in other players' faces.
No.
Taunting them.
No.
Come on, Dart. Come on. Come on, bro.
No. Yeah.
You embarrass your son out there.
Yes.
Chill out.
And also, just a message to the Pacers, going to need you to win tonight. I'm like...
Yeah.
It goes 2-2 back to New York.
Although, this thing has New York losing all over it. Feels that way. It feels like Indiana's going to win this series.
See, when sort of like when you're cheering for a team to win, you feel like a bad thing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I want the Knicks to lose so badly.
You feel like they're going to come back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially they were up 20, and I'm like, I'm rolling on Sunday night.
It was looking pretty bad the other night. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, we got it.
Who the hell knew Carl Anthony Towns had that in him?
Yeah, I know.
He's hilarious. Like, he's a very, I don't know how great of a player he is, but the pass he had where he's doing his, like, zesty face.
Well, and all the different voices he has.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you see Halliburton change his voice mid-sentence as
Halliburton's
well?
Done it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed the voice.
They try to deepen the voice, and then halfway through, they raise the voice a little bit.
Another weird one.
Halliburton's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Seen the TikTok videos and stuff.
I think that's why players think he's overrated, because they just think he's annoying.
Yeah, they don't buy into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought I'd be cheering for Tyrese Halliburton, but I need it. I'm just focusing on TJ. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, just say TJ.
Yeah, let's go TJ. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
CJ?
Hey, what you put on the grill yesterday, man?
What's dude, you know what? I didn't even get the grill this weekend, man.
What? You were going to grill all weekend?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Oh, that you weren't.
Yeah, I went back home, and you know what? I let my uncle and they hooked it up. Well, hold on. I'm going out of town to cook.
Yeah, if you're a grillsman, be a grillsman.
That's something a family member would do. Yeah, the family would have you come out of town and cook for them, too.
It's like that's a Father's Day. They come, they want you to sit with them. Getting
done,
but you want me to fix stuff and
cook
stuff on Father's Day.
That
don't make sense.
Oh, your phone breaking up on us, CJ?
Yeah.
My bad.
I'm put CJ.
Ooh, boy.
Put CJ.
Oh,
on.
Man.
Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
Yo, hey, man. Yo, the thing I want to say about PG, keep doing your podcast.
Nah.
I'm cool with it.
Nope.
I like it. I like when these players do their podcast. They're good for me. And second of all, I thought what he said was the play. I like what the fan said. He said, yo, we brought you here. We got rid of Tobias and gave you all this bread and you selling out. And he eating everything that the Sixers giving him. Because Gilly got at him. The fan got at him. And he's in there taking it.
Yeah.
He's taking it. And I got to appreciate that.
So,
and as far as Tobias go.
Just real quick. I agree with you when he does that part of it. Like, when I was listening to the Gilly stuff, and he was saying, I agree, I need to be better, blah, blah, blah. And then he ripped off 5 minutes of all the injuries he's had, and I'm just like, get out of here, shut up. So, it's weird because he seems like a good guy and seems generally oblivious to how people feel.
This is new to him.
Yeah, like, he was in Oklahoma City, where they like everything that you do. Then he was playing for the Clippers, where nobody even knows what you do.
And he was in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana. But Indiana was a long time ago. So I guess, I don't know. I don't want him to do the podcast anymore.
I love him because they be telling you like a little inside little story. I like the podcast. He go to other thing with Tobias. By all means, he got a right to clap back. I think the clap back was more at the Sixers than it was at him, truthfully, because I think he wasn't feeling how they got rid of him. I'm being real with you.
How they got rid of him. They paid him $150 million, and then they let him go.
Yo, you keep going with the money. The money ain't – we worry about the money. But when them athletes – that money ain't what it is to them. They get the money. They care about how they are portrayed and how they think they respect it. They all got money.
Well, I hear you on that, but I don't know what did the Sixers do to him?
Because I think he probably felt like he took too much heat.
I'm sure.
You mean Sixer fans?
Yeah, that's Sixer fans.
Yes, he's talking about Sixer fans.
Harden and them didn't step up either. And a lot of people focus on Tobias. But he took the money, so he got to take the heat. But all I'm saying is, I ain't got no problem with him clapping back. So you step up and protect yourself if you want to. You think you've done dirty, say what you got to say.
Okay.
And finally about – I do got a concept, but finally about the Jalen thing, Spike, I'm cool with him being number five. I think it's fair. But I'm going to tell you this, because you keep saying – you ain't, and it's fair what you say, how they had to take the ball out of his hands and run the ball more after the bye week. And we all know that's true. But that's not act like that's what the Bills did with Josh Allen too.
But I said that.
When he started winning, you did say that?
I did say I said
okay,
it. I said that, right?
Yeah,
I said it last segment. The difference is that like it eventually changed so much that he won the MVP. I mean, Jalen never got to that level last year. Maybe the last two games of the year.
You could say he won the MVP because they started letting James Cook run the ball like 18 times a game and stuff like that. And he cut down on his turnovers.
He did. He did all those things.
I think it's complimentary. And look, my bad. I didn't hear you say
that.
Yep,
all good.
Man, props to you for that. And here's my concert. I went to a festival up in New York with Governor's Island. It was a Rock the Bells concert, but it wasn't LL's Rock the Bell at the time. And they had the food. They had Lauryn Hill. They had Nas. They had Mobb Deep, Raekwon, and Ghostface. It was crazy all day long. The bad thing was catching a ferry. I from Staten Island to Manhattan, from Manhattan to Governor's Island, and having to wait there with that big behind line. But the concert was ridiculous. I didn't get back home to Philly until like 6 in the morning. It was crazy.
When was that? So Lauryn Hill is famous for either being great or not showing up at all. When was this? When was the show?
This was probably about, I'd say 2012 or something like that. But guess what? She lived up to her reputation, too. She was there, but it wasn't what I was expecting. But all the people they had, Mos Def and Talib, it was everybody.
Oh yeah.
So it was a great show or whatever. But after that, I got worn down. I couldn't do that no more. That was too much. So y'all be easy. Great show.
All right, I appreciate it, brother.
Lauryn Hill is an interesting one because she, you want her to be great live, but
Fugees.
She is not always great live.
Unpopular opinion.
You don't like Lauryn Hill?
No, I like Lauryn Hill. I like the one album she made.
Yes.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. We all know it.
30 years ago. Yeah,
and
that's the one. Yeah.
I don't know if is there another artist
who lives off the one album?
In the music industry that is living off of one album.
It's very true. And that album is so good.
It is good.
But
yes.
It came out when I was in college.
We were in college.
And I'm 48. So, and she put out, it's the weirdest listen. There's an unplugged album, an MTV unplugged album of Lauryn Hill. It's like the weirdest album you ever heard, you know?
Yeah, Lauryn Hill was a little, she was different.
Yes. You know, there's from the Fugees is Wyclef, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's Praz. And you know, Praz went to jail for being like a Russian spy or something.
Yep.
So wild.
I remember when I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah,
hold on.
Yep, crazy. Mm. Let's try CJ again. CJ, you're on WIP.
I mean, that's why they call the Fugees, right?
Right, yep.
Hey, and my bad. My truck tipped over. So, but I asked a question about the grill. And Spike, what do you put on the grill? I mean, I know you don't do meat, so what do you put anything on the grill?
Well, we don't grill that much. But when I do, just throw some onions, peppers. You can throw some sweet potatoes and wrapped up in foil. And you grill veggies.
Nobody wants that.
The onions and the peppers on the grill are good. Some olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Yeah, with Italian sausage.
Nah, well,
no corn?
Can't do that.
Corn or the cob.
Corn's good.
Oh, you can do corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn's good,
sure.
Too. Yeah.
You know, you can still...
I just don't understand the point, just to be honest with you. Here's the thing I don't understand. Putting corn on the cob on the grill, like it's in the husk anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting grill marks on the corn, really.
No, so that's not... So, grill a little different. Take it out of the husk.
Cool them.
But yes. then it still cooks? Because I would worry it wouldn't cook because it wouldn't be in the...
No, so what we do is...
Okay.
Wrap it in foil.
Okay.
Now, if you want the grill marks on it, you don't have to use foil if okay. you want the grill marks right. on it. Or like I like to do it, is that I'll wrap corn on the cob in foil, put butter, salt, and pepper in there.
Yep.
Let it cook there. And then when I feel like it's done, I'll take it out of the foil and get the grill marks on it that way.
Okay.
And then eat it that way.
Got it.
Let him know. Now he got something to put on the grill.
There it is. See, I'm all set. Nothing had to die for it.
Get Jackie Fritz with the jersey, the Larry Bird jersey with the white arms out, man. You know,
with the time. Shirt underneath?
No shirt underneath.
Well, that's not good for anyone.
Just blind everybody.
Dude, I was doing cargo shorts and tank top yesterday. I was feeling good about myself.
Nice. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I was loving it.
And flip-flops just out there blinding everybody.
Yeah. All right. CJ, you got your favorite concert of all time?
Hey, you're going to love this. I had a 90s Down South tour. This was like 5-6 years ago. We're talking about Juvenile, Mystical, Cash Money.
Oh, man.
You had all these Southern rappers come down, and guess what? All these 40 and 50-year-old people who was bagging it up.
That was in our heyday.
I was like, what the hell is going on? But guess what? I hit every joint to the left and right of me. It was the time of my life.
He said he hit every joint to the left.
I heard him. How did Mystical look?
Say what?
How did Mystical look? Like, I know he was in jail for a while or whatever.
This is before he went to jail the second time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you're doing push-ups and fighting for your life in jail.
Fair enough.
Pretty good, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, CJ. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Did Ike really say, "Now I know my mind isn't that bad"? We disagree. TV and movie fans that listen to the afternoon show.
Well, man. Got you on that one.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Got you on that one. What's next?
Wasn't he the one that cheated on Cardi B? Isn't he the one that shot Megan Thee Stallion in the toe? Was he the one in the beef with Kendrick Lamar last summer? Ike responding to the simple question, "Hey, do you like Travis Scott?"
Got him on that one, too.
Oh, my God.
Text line comes for all of us eventually.
It's Megan Thee Stallion 2 battle.
Yeah, well.
Well, I think that's a Jack issue.
He said Megan Thee Stallion. Go ahead.
Oh, so but it said Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, isn't that what people say?
It's Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I had the two E's.
It does have two E's.
All right. What's next?
You know what's funny? I was actually in the Jackson 5. Silver Spoon Spike tagging up from third base.
There it is.
Tagging up from third base.
When did that? What is that? Oh, when I said
you saw
Jackson
5. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Saw him at the JFK, the reunion tour.
Really?
The victory tour.
Was he big at that point?
Yeah,
he was still Michael.
Yeah, so it was actually in the heart of the Michael Jackson stuff. Yeah. I would imagine he was getting guilt from Jermaine and Tito, blah, blah, blah. So they put out an album called Victory, and the single was called Torture. You remember the song Torture?
Yeah.
And they had an enormous tour, and it was at JFK Stadium, I said.
I love Can You Feel It?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's a great
tune,
too.
Feel it?
Yeah. What's next?
Did you ever just go completely shoeless at work? Is your biggest takeaway from a Beyoncé concert that there were some pretty fly cowboy hats? Do you willingly admit that John Mayer is the best concert you've ever seen? Join Dan Wilson, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jack Fritz for the new Odyssey podcast, White Boy Summer. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah. Apparently the camera had his shoes off in the studio today.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. Yeah. It's disgusting.
In your seat.
It's disgusting.
What is the deal with the shoes off? Yeah. Right,
I don't know
here?
When this turned into an epidemic, but yeah. It's here.
We're at work, guys.
I'm talking to Rod.
Yeah, we're at work.
Taking our shoes off? Yeah. Right?
Buzz, keep your shoes on. Like, DeCamera, keep your shoes
all,
on.
Now, DeCamera has a false sense of, importance about himself.
Oh, he does.
Sort of understandable. He does host the morning show.
Yeah.
Buzz, I don't know where the hell he gets off coming in. Why would he ever be in here with no shoes on? See, that's because he doesn't have any fear of being fired.
Yes. People got around here got to be. Rod's got to fire somebody just to let everybody know he's alive.
I see the PD Spike has re-entered the chat.
Well, eventually.
I'm just saying, man.
You know, DeCamera. Come on.
Come on.
Disgusting. What's next?
It took Elliot 42 minutes to do what I did in 5. Jolly still laughing at Spike.
No. Jolly did not win that debate. He didn't have any good points. He didn't have any good points.
Yeah, but he argued with passion.
The caller was mad. Bring up certain
You actually yeah. didn't argue for Daryl Morey good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't. That and was his point. You didn't argue good enough.
Yeah, he kept saying, you didn't bring up the Ben Simmons James Harden trade. I was like, yes, I did. Nothing I could have brought up to Jolly would have mattered.
That, yes.
Yeah. He was like, he didn't draft any good players. I was like, you drafted Maxie McCain. He's like, well, everybody gets some good players. Okay. What's next?
What an endorsement, Spike. All class.
Like, go do drugs at home. Do enough drugs that you think you're at the concert.
Mark and Monco.
I don't really mean that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.